For The Tangent on Veritas Catholic Network, I'm Father Sam Kachuba with your daily gospel reflection. Today we continue reading from John chapter 6, today verses 55 through 59. Jesus again reiterates, and this gets kind of repetitive, we're going to notice in the gospel, that he is the bread of life, that his flesh is true food, his blood is true drink, and that if we want eternal life, we must participate in this. We must eat his flesh and drink his blood. In fact, what we're seeing is by this repetition, Jesus is doubling down on the point. Jesus is emphasizing this point by repeating himself so often. He's trying to drive home this reality. If we don't share in his body and in his blood, if we don't share in the Eucharist, then we are missing something essential for eternal life. But if we share in the Eucharist, this is his promise to us. By our faithfully sharing in the Eucharist, faithfully preparing to receive him, faithfully going to Mass, faithfully consuming him in Holy Communion, adoring him in the Blessed Sacrament, if we're faithful to the bread of life given to us in the Eucharist, Jesus promises us eternal life. Do I want to go to heaven instead of hell? That I need the Eucharist. Do I want my life here on earth to be full of grace and blessing? Then I need the Eucharist. Do I want to have a firmer sense of my relationship with God being strong and real? Then I need the bread of life. This is the gift that Jesus offers to us and that he calls us to each day. As we're meditating on John chapter 6 in these days, we're being invited deeper into this Eucharistic mystery, deeper into our appreciation of the gift of Holy Communion. And we're also being called to look forward to that day when he will raise us up in eternal glory in heaven.